I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
Normally on For the Record, I'll feature albums from yesteryear. We're talking the late 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Every now and then, something like Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill will pop through from the 90s. But today, we're in the 2000s. Today's album is from 2007, so it's still a depressing 16 years ago. But that said, the artists on today's For the Record have an accumulated 98 years together in the music industry. My name is Jacques, and welcome to the show. Spinning today, combining blues, country, bluegrass, rock and roll, and a bit of R&B, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's amazing album, Raising Sand.
Please read the letter.
This album kind of snuck under the radar for me, which, given its success, it really shouldn't have. And given who was on it, it really shouldn't have. There I was digging through a bunch of records, and you attach the name Led Zeppelin or any one of its members to pretty much anything, odds are I'm gonna buy it. So I saw it. I bought it on a whim because Robert Plant, my goodness, listen to this.
Hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
The frontman of the greatest band of all time, the mighty Led Zeppelin. Like I said, this was an impulse buy, so I didn't know what to expect. Was it going to be like that? Full-on Led Zeppelin vibes? And hey, who's Alison Krauss anyways? A bluegrass singer? Yeah, the name sounded familiar, but don't ask me to sing anything of hers. But my oh my, we're going to talk about her in a bit. Does she have a little fun fact hiding in her closet? Right, so the album. I get home, I open it up, I put it on the record player, and just bear in mind, this is what was playing in my brain. So what was I gonna get? Was I gonna get that? Or was it gonna be more bluegrass vibes like Alison Krauss? Okay, enough questions, Jacques. Just play the freaking album. And so I did, starting at the start, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was a bit of both their worlds, Alison Krauss's world a little bit more for sure, but Robert Plant was not hiding away. The album starts with the track Rich Woman. It was a song first recorded way back in 1955 by a guy called Lil Millet and his band, The Creoles.
I got a woman with a plenty of money.
Despite being best known for his hard-rocking times with Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant's love of this era and this style of music is well documented. So let's give his and Alison Krauss's version a spin. Side 1, track 1 of today's For the Record, Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Rich Woman.
I got a woman with plenty of money.
each woman of today's For the Record Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. So Robert Plant, do you really need an introduction? You do? Okay, cool. With 58 years in the music business, Robert Plant is most well known as the frontman of the greatest rock and roll band of all time, Led Zeppelin. A band who has sold an estimated 300 million plus records worldwide, 7 number one albums on the Billboard charts, a band that in 2007, when they had a one-night reunion, sold out the 20,000 capacity O2 Arena in London in the blink of an eye. 20,000 tickets gone just like that. You may think to yourself, 20,000, yeah, bands do that all the time. But did you know, after it sold out, there were more ticket requests by fans? How many to be precise? Round about 20 million. 20 million ticket requests came through. That's enough tickets for 1,000 days in a row at the O2 Arena. Right, back on track. So with all these accolades, how does Robert Plant join forces with a little-known bluegrass singer with only 8 million albums sold? And yes, I know, only 8 million. Here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
I was invited to play a testimonial memorial night at the Cleveland Symphony Hall to celebrate the life of Leadbelly. This is exactly what I want to do. I want to get away from that kind of everybody's realization that I only did one thing. I was a one-trick pony going baby, baby. So I said I'd like to go, and I contacted Alison and said, would you like to bring your fiddle and see if you can help me to put some life into these songs? And she duly did.
Well, at the time, I was trying to put my son to bed, yeah. And so I'm lying down and trying to help him to sleep, and the phone rings and it's Robert, you know, hello, it's Robert. And I'm going, and I have to be very calm and very kind of monotone so I don't get the baby excited. And so I'm going, yeah, it's really great to hear from you. That's really great. I'm so glad you like what we do. And I just keep my voice like this. He says, let me give you my telephone number. You call me back. And I said, well, I can't really get up right now. And he goes, well, all right then.
Much as I love Robert Plant and I want to sing his praises all day long, Alison Krauss is no slouch in the music department. Did you know, apart from being an amazing singer and a phenomenal fiddle player, Alison Krauss is the fourth highest Grammy Award winner of all time? 27 Grammy Awards to her name. What do you do with that eventually? Like, doorstop for your bathroom? Still, this rock god teaming up with a bluegrass singer, it seems a bit strange. Well, no, the stuff Alison Krauss loved was the stuff Robert Plant loved. Don't think just because he grew up in England in the 60s, he only listened to whatever the radio stations at the time had available. Here's Robert Plant on an interview with CBS in the States.
As an English kid growing up in 61, there was no radio. There was just the American Forces Network and Voice of America. Every English group was playing Bo Diddley songs. We all wanted to be black Americans.
And Plant says the likes of Little Richard and Sleepy John Estes were welcome distractions from British blue-collar blues.
The breaking from the monotony and whatever it is from, you know, from the steel mills or from, you know, sharecropping or whatever it was.
And you worked for a British construction company for a time, right?
I never saw you there. Yeah, I asphalted the roads while my contemporaries, other musicians, used to stand on the sidewalk and go, oh, you're going to be famous, aren't you? And I was raking out the bitumen. And I said, yeah, it's just a matter of time.
And, oh my goodness, it was only a matter of time. But all this talk of the Delta, let's head over there. Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us is a song written by Sam Phillips from her 2008 album, Don't Do Anything. I was trying to think, how could I describe the song? Because it really is great and I don't want to undersell it. And through digging all these different things up on the internet, I came across a Lily Allen quote from a magazine article. And yes, that Lily Allen. She starts off by saying, Raising Sand is my album of the century. I mean, I can't fault her. The album is basically perfect. She went on to say, I love the whole folky and bluegrass sound. And regarding the song in question, Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us, she said the following. There's one track called Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us, which sounds like an epic funeral march. It's haunting and spooky, and Alison Krauss's voice can just make you shiver. And I thought to myself, well, dang, Lily Allen, that's kind of spot on. From today's For the Record, Raising Sand, here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss with the Lily Allen approved Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us.
Strange things are happening every day. I hear the music up above my head. Though the left me again. I hear music up above. Secrets are written in the sky. Looks like I've lost the love I've never found. Left me again. I hear music up above. Standing in my broken heart all night long. Darkness held me like a friend when love went wrong. Looking for the lamb that's hidden.
For the record on Nova 103.5. For the record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
Welcome back. I'm Jacques, and spinning today on For the Record, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Raising Sand.
Please read the letter. I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all.
It's a beautiful album by a rock god, the frontman of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, and country and bluegrass legend and 27-time Grammy Award winner, Alison Krauss. I've played two songs so far, and if you maybe kept an ear out, you may have noticed both were not written by either Plant or Krauss. The entire album almost consists of songs written by other artists. The Everly Brothers, Doc Watson, Tom Waits, the list goes on. So how does that work? Did Robert Plant and Alison Krauss get together and they each brought a handful of songs? Hey, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. Well, actually, the songs performed on Raising Sand were mostly all handpicked by record-producing legend T-Bone Burnett. If you haven't heard of the man, where do I begin? His production discography includes, but is not limited to, Elvis Costello, Roy Orbison, Los Lobos, Counting Crows, Sam Phillips, who I mentioned earlier, The Wallflowers, B.B. King, Elton John, The Corrs, Willie Nelson. I mean, I can go on, and I suppose I will, because his soundtrack work is equally impressive. The Big Lebowski, O Brother Where Art Thou, Cold Mountain, The Lady Killers, and the epic Walk the Line. So with a track record like that, it would seem to me that T-Bone's phone would be ringing off the hook. Why then pick the phone up for Plant and Krauss?
You know, I heard the blend. I felt it immediately, and it's been one of the really strongest collaborations I could even imagine. Every once in a while, you get together with people. You remember Che and Fidel? You
know? Right.
You team up with the right people.
Yeah. Get a motorbike. Yeah.
The guy clearly knows what he's doing, and it definitely paid off.
And the Grammy goes to...
But more about that in a little bit. Please Read the Letter, the second song released off the album, and this one actually has one of our artists' name attached. Please Read the Letter is a song originally written and recorded by Robert Plant and lead guitarist, the de facto leader of Led Zeppelin, the Jimmy Page, under the name Page and Plant, for their 1998 album Walking into Clarksdale. Please read the letter I wrote in my sleep, with help and consultation from the angels of the deep. I absolutely love that. But, and I'm so sorry for the blasphemy, because I want it to be known, I'm a Jimmy Page disciple, but I actually like the Plant and Crafts version more than the Page and Plant version. I know, I'm sorry. Revoke my rock and roll card. But before you do, just give a listen. We might need to all hand in our cards. Of today's For the Record, Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Please Read the Letter.
Caught out round, but just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter, I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out, we needed so much more. Too late, a fool could read the sign. Maybe, baby, you better check between the lines. Please read the letter, I wrote it in my sleep, with help and consultation from the angels of the deep. Besides a well of many words, my house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me, my walls came falling down. There's nothing here that's left for you but shepherd lost and found.
Please read the letter.
read the letter of Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. It really astounds me how few people have heard of this album, and please, if you're one of them, do not feel bad. I have long bragged about how much I love Led Zeppelin, and something with Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant's name attached slipped under my radar. The album was released on October 23rd, 2007. It debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200. It sold about 112,000 copies in its first week, the highest chart position for either artist's solo work, although Plant had previously reached number 1 several times with Led Zeppelin. Several. Raising Sand was certified platinum just over 4 months after its release. It topped the Billboard Top Rock Albums chart and even peaked at number 2 in the Billboard Top Country Albums, being stuck behind the only force powerful enough to not make them hit number 1, Taylor Swift. old Taylor. But that did not dent the success of Raising Sand, because then came the Grammys. Over the course of 2 years, the album won 6 Grammys. In 2008, for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals, Gone, 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 Done Moved On, Walked Away. And then in 2009, in one night, Best Country Collaboration with Vocals, Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals, Best Contemporary Folk / Americana Album, and then 2 big ones, Record of the Year and Album of the Year. And that was all in one night. Led Zeppelin fans, I'm sure you feel this album is more Alison Krauss than it is Robert Plant. And it might feel like that, but the frontman of the greatest rock and roll band of all time didn't abandon his Led Zeppelin roots. The song that scored the 2008 Grammy for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals, a very Led Zeppelin-esque song, Gone, 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 Done Moved On.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone. Cause I'll be gone.
You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
Welcome back. My name is Jacques, and spinning today, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Raising Sand.
Please read the letter. I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out. We needed so much more.
Something that I really enjoy about this album is how it opens up the back catalogue of music. Songs that are maybe in a way so old there's no way to kind of organically come across them. How old, do you ask exactly? Well, for context, Robert Plant is currently 74 years old. One of the songs on the album is quite special to him. It's something that he remembers performing when he was still a kid.
Fortune teller, when I was a kid, you know, I was 14, I started singing at these dance halls opening for the Stars of the Day. And everybody and their dog played fortune teller. I backed the Mersey Beats, the Rolling Stones, Jerry and the Pacemakers, all these groups. I was only a kid, you know, I was in awe of these people.
Off today's For the Record, Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Fortune Teller.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Took a look at my palm. She said, a son, you feel kind of warm. She looked into a crystal ball. She said, you're in love.
That's Fortune Teller of today's For the Record Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. We've got one song left, and I hope you've enjoyed this album as much as I have, apparently as much as people who give Grammys away have, and as much as Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and we can't forget T-Bone Burnett, did making it. So after all this was said and done, people wanted to know, would there be more music from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss? And at the time in 2007, this was Alison's response.
I hope that we make more music.
And then, 14 years after Raising Sand, the pair released Raising the Roof. I think one day we'll get it on For the Record. We've hit 2007 now. Maybe 2021 is a little bit too close. So hopefully the show goes on for the next 30 years. Then we'll get it on For the Record. It hit me like a ton of bricks the other day. After years of listening to this album, after being a person who digs up every little bit of information I can about the music I love, I never seem to bother looking up the meaning of Raising Sand. What does the name mean? Here's Robert Plant and T-Bone Burnett.
Well, it's an Americanism, isn't it, Raising Sand?
Well, you know, yes, the crawdads down in Louisiana, they get, you know, when you go crawdad and they get down there and the sand gets, that's where Raising Sand comes from.
And I remember Albert King, who was a great blues guitarist on Stax Records, he did this track called Cold Feet, and he into the, like an instrumentalist, very sexy piece of music, and he says in the middle of it, people raising sand, they say I ain't been playing the B flat right. And I went, you know, kicking up a fuss.
Raising sand.
Yeah, and I went, yeah, what a great term, you know? Because we have actually created some waves here together, the three of us, and with our fantastic band that worked with us. I mean, there's so much shimmer and filigree and shade and stuff in there. It's quite something.
Absolutely. My name is Jacques, and thank you for joining me on today's For the Record. Ending today off the beautiful album Raising Sand, here's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Your Long Journey.
God's given us years of happiness here. Now we must pray. And as the angels come and call for you, the pains of grief tug at my heart. Oh, my
For the Record, only on Nova 103.5.